Hey everybody, this is Wade with Wade for Wireless, and let's talk most cited OSHA violations for last year. So from October of 2013 to September 2014 of the most cited violations that OSHA has. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because OSHA recently put out a their RFI for tower safety, and the response was overwhelmingly low from tower climbers. So I thought we'll just go over what they do cite the most. Now, on the top of the list, fall protection. Duty to have fall protection. A lot of people just take chances out there. I know in the tower industry, you know, it's a big deal. But I also read that I think falls at work are the number one killer. They're the number one thing that put people in hospitals. It's the number one accident that happens at work. So fall protection is a real problem. You think it's just in our industry, it's in every industry. People don't have the proper fall protection. There's over 6,000 citations last year. The other one is scaffolding. There were over 3,800 citations for that. Now, that's just over half of what fall protection was. So scaffolding's a big deal. The next one was ladders. Apparently, they issue a lot of citations for the improper use of ladders. Now, listen, in the tower industry, you guys use ladders all the time. Don't say you don't. I know you climb towers, but you still got to put the ladders up. Probably to work on the ice bridge, to do work on the shelter, to run lines. You still have to use ladders a lot. So I know you guys probably think it's silly that a lot of people can't use a ladder properly, but here you go. It's number three on the citations last year. A lot of people don't know how to use ladders properly. Number four was fall protection training. Again, it's not just the tower industry. It's all workers that are not trained properly on fall protection. Training, did you notice? Training is separate from fall protection. Duty to have fall protection. They're two different things. Just because you had the training doesn't mean you have the proper PPE. So you got to take care of yourself. You got to make sure you have the proper PPE for fall protection. So after fall protection training is a personal protective and life-saving equipment. They have over 1,000 citations for that. So just imagine people still aren't wearing the proper protective gear. And that was specifically for eye and face protection. I mean, it's amazing how people just take that for granted. I mean, I love my eyes. I'm not saying I see as good as I used to, but I'll tell you what, I'm happy I can see. The next one, again, personal protective and life-saving equipment for head protection. Got to wear a hard hat, fellas. When you're climbing, you know, you wear a climbing helmet. It's just amazing. People, again, just don't think it'll happen to them. The next one is toxic and hazardous substances. And believe it or not, a lot of that probably came from the painting industry. It's amazing how many of those guys don't take the precautions, especially with chemicals, because you don't know what the long-term effect is going to be on your body. And the next one is general safety and health provisions. Just general safety and health provisions. That's really all it is. It's just amazing. And then there was another one for scaffolds. I guess that's different than scaffold, the general requirements. I guess this was more so, it was scaffolds. I'm sorry, aerial lifts. That was the next one with 721 citations. And I believe that because look how many lifts have problems, or how many guys just do dumb things on lifts. And the last one was excavations, which was probably a lot of trenching. So I got this information from constructiondataquarterly.com, which they were a big help because I read that a lot. They have a lot of good information in there. It's really a good site if you guys are interested. ConstructionDataQuarterly.com. So I'd like to thank Tower Safety, my sponsor, for this podcast. I really appreciate everything they do for us. And believe me, I just read the citations. And what was number four? What was number four? Fall protection training. You'd be surprised how many people are so poorly trained out there, not trained at all. And yes, OSHA does issue citations for fall protection training. They do. So again, if you get in the blog, wadeforwireless.com, I'd appreciate it because out there you can actually find the links. I have more products. You can learn more on wireless if you're interested. The OSHA RFI is still looking for your answers. So if you can, just answer that, you know, go out. I have the website and my link. It's at wirelessestimator.com and look for the OSHA RFI response. If you're interested in my products, wadesarver.com/products. And it's also, I have a button there in my link on wadeforwireless.com. Just click on it. I have all my products out there too. But and then there's always Tower Safety. They helped me get this on the air, and they also help sponsor me. So without their help, probably would be struggling a lot more. So I appreciate everything they do. All right, everyone. Remember, be smart, be safe, and pay attention. Help spread the word of safe climbing. I know you guys take that for granted, but the more you can talk about safety, the more it's openly discussed, the better off we'll all be, all right? And again, give me some feedback. Let me know what's going on out there. See ya.